三部分言谈理解，每题均有三个选项，请依据所听到的对话或短文内容选出一个最适合的答案。
1.
Who's the young man over there? The tall one with dark eyes.
That's Carlos. He's the best student in our school. He learns fast and always gets good grades.
I see him every morning on the baseball field. He practices hard.
Yeah, he's the best player on the school team.
Wow, he's good at everything. He's perfect.
Actually, he can't dance. His sister Julia dances the best in our school. She's the dancing queen.
Question, what isn't Carlos able to do? Who's the young man over there? The tall one with dark eyes.
That's Carlos. He's the best student in our school. He learns fast and always gets good grades.
I see him every morning on the baseball field. He practices hard.
Yeah, he's the best player on the school team.
Wow, he's good at everything. He's perfect.
Actually, he can't dance. His sister Julia dances the best in our school. She's the dancing queen.
Question, what isn't Carlos able to do?
Two. Sarah, do you want to go camping with us this weekend?
No, I don't want to go camping anymore.
Why? What happened?
Well, I went camping last year and it was terrible. I burned my hand when I tried to make a fire. Then it started to rain before I set up my camp. My hair and clothes were wet all night.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah, and I even got sick the next day.
Question, why doesn't Sarah want to go camping this weekend? Sarah, do you want to go camping with us this weekend?
No, I don't want to go camping anymore.
Why? What happened?
Well, I went camping last year and it was terrible. I burned my hand when I tried to make a fire. Then it started to rain before I set up my camp. My hair and clothes were wet all night.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah, and I even got sick the next day.
Question, why doesn't Sarah want to go camping this weekend? Three. What do you think about this camping area? The ground is soft and dry. And there's a lake at the end of the road. It's a nice place for our students to set up camp, right?
There are some small rocks on the ground.
We can have some students pick them up after we arrive.
Also, the camping area is a little dark.
The sun will shine brightly during the day, and we can make a fire at night.
All right. The camping area does look comfortable, and most importantly, it's near a lake.
Question, what do we know about the camping area? What do you think about this camping area? The ground is soft and dry, and there's a lake at the end of the road. It's a nice place for our students to set up camp, right?
There are some small rocks on the ground.
We can have some students pick them up after we arrive.
Also, the camping area is a little dark.
The sun will shine brightly during the day, and we can make a fire at night.
All right. The camping area does look comfortable, and most importantly, it's near a lake.
Question, what do we know about the camping area? Four.
I can't go camping with you tomorrow. My mom's not happy with me.
Is it because you didn't take good care of your brother yesterday?
Of course not. I read stories and sang songs to put him to sleep.
Is it because you forgot to hang out your clothes?
No, I never forget to do that.
Then what is it?
I ate all the sandwiches for the picnic this afternoon by mistake.
Question, what did the boy do wrong?
I can't go camping with you tomorrow. My mom's not happy with me.
Is it because you didn't take good care of your brother yesterday?
Of course not. I read stories and sang songs to put him to sleep.
Is it because you forgot to hang out your clothes?
No, I never forget to do that.
Then what is it?
I ate all the sandwiches for the picnic this afternoon by mistake.
Question: what did the boy do wrong?
Five.
Dear Diary, my classmates and I went on a trip to the museum yesterday. We sang loudly and laughed happily on the bus. We arrived at the museum at 9 in the morning. Our teacher, Ms. Howard, told us a lot about the pictures in the museum. She spoke softly, so we had to listen carefully. At night, we set up camp in the museum and watched the beautiful sky through the museum's glass top. It was the most special experience in my life.
Question: what didn't the boy do on his trip?
Dear Diary, my classmates and I went on a trip to the museum yesterday. We sang loudly and laughed happily on the bus. We arrived at the museum at 9 in the morning. Our teacher, Ms. Howard, told us a lot about the pictures in the museum. She spoke softly, so we had to listen carefully. At night, we set up camp in the museum and watched the beautiful sky through the museum's glass top. It was the most special experience in my life.
Question: what didn't the boy do on his trip?